in. It's time for another edition of the award-winning podcast, The Square and the Round. Chris Kelly here. I am square. There's BB Shea. He's round.
What's going on, man? It's good
to see you.
You're
looking good. The last I saw you, you were off to play golf.
Yes.
How'd you do?
Man, let me tell you, it was a charity tournament, right?
Mm, yeah.
It was me, three other people, captain's choice.
Yeah.
We shot 11 under.
Good for you.
Great day.
Yeah.
Finished like fifth or sixth.
I was going to say, you know, 11 under sounds great. And the captain's choice, usually like 20 under.
Yeah, I know. It's like, but you know, you see the competition out there, and I hate to be like this, but every time we do good and then I hear people, we shot 16. There's no way.
I know.
There's no way you did it. And I hate to accuse people of cheating, but there's just no way, man.
I find a lot of pressure in those captain choice events because usually my shot is not used.
Yes.
And that's a little embarrassing, you know.
And I was playing with some solid dudes, too.
Well, okay. Did you use many of your shots?
We have several of my shots we used,
Do you have to use one person's drive at least once? Sometimes the rules are that. Like, my drive would have to be used at least once.
Nah, there was no rule like that. Okay. Just best shot, that's use good. That.
Did you do a lot of those things where, like, you could buy like a throw of a putt or something?
Yes, no, we did like tee box busters where you could play from the women's tees.
Nice.
And we did mulligans.
Yeah.
I came up with the idea that you should get one air horn blow.
Uh-huh. In the backswing of somebody else.
Yes. Like if you're right behind somebody at the tee box, you get to do an air horn blow.
You ever play Houston rules?
No, what's that?
If you're playing with your regular foursome, not a captain's choice, and you fail to get your drive past the ladies' tees, you have to pull out your penis and walk to the ball.
Oh, gotcha.
That's Houston rules.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, that's Houston.
I didn't know it was called Houston
rules.
That's
how they play in the Long Star State.
Is that how they do?
That's where it was invented. To have the shell open.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to, who was it? Was it, I don't know, maybe Lanny Watkins once had to walk to his ball with his Johnson hanging out.
They should incorporate that into all the majors. Yeah. I think, you know, viewership would skyrocket.
I had a guy once actually say, like, we were going to do it. And I was like, I mean, three holes every time I play. Yeah. I don't get the
of
ball
course.
To the ladies' tee.
Yeah.
Sometimes the ladies' tees are way
they
far
are,
away,
dude.
You know?
Yes.
And I don't get it there. I scrub one, you know, and don't get in there like, all right, take your dick out. And I'm like, what? I can't. I'm not going to do that. I refuse to do that. Speaking of which, your thoughts on Scottie Scheffler's arrest? What do you think of that? Everybody seemed to side with him like the cop was overzealous.
That was a little messy.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I don't blame the cop. I feel like he was just doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he clearly was in violation of some sort of traffic code.
Yeah, but if you believe him and a lot of people, like he had been told, go this way.
Yeah.
You know, go this direction.
I don't know, man. I tend to typically agree with the police. That's me,
too.
You know,
me too.
But obviously, I don't want to see anybody get arrested, but at the same time, I feel like the police was justified to some extent.
I almost always agree with the police, but most people say that Scottie Scheffler would not be the type of person to say, oh, don't you know who I am? I'm driving through here. I don't care what.
You know? Never know. You think that about people, but you really don't know
these
guys.
We don't know
them,
do we?
Yeah.
I used to say the nicest guy in the world is Bill Cosby.
Except,
what did I know?
People probably thought that too. Yeah.
Right. I used to say one guy that will never cheat on his wife is Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
And people probably said that about OJ. You know who's somebody who would never kill
their
wife?
Oh, my God. I loved
OJ. He was the nicest dude on the planet.
People's persona. Well, I mean, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
The persona people give out, like on television, their internet, their social media, can be completely different from who they really are. You know, OJ, you're right. I would have never thought. When OJ, when his wife was killed, I was like, oh, poor OJ.
Yeah,
and
of course. Yeah.
Well, we just talked about him dying not long ago. Yeah. And I was working with a radio guy, and one day he was reading the paper, and he said, he looked up above the newspaper to me, and he goes, I think OJ Simpson killed his wife. I said, you're out of your mind.
Way.
I said, you are out. I didn't even know any of the facts.
Yeah.
Like, you are out of your mind. I stuck my head in the sand as much then as I do now. God. I mean, I told you my OJ story about being juxtaposed.
Yes,
with,
yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just told that again recently to some my neighbors didn't realize that we were talking about O.J. Simpson and how the film crew came in from the local news to film me reacting to O.J.'s, our morning show, reacting to O.J.'s guilt or innocence. And I was just like, oh, no, no. And then that night on the 6 o'clock news, there were my picture, my big doughy white face juxtaposed next to 10,000 black people jumping up and down and screaming. God, unbelievable.
Speaking of this major, though, I was having a conversation with a buddy just like a few minutes ago about, is this the greatest major win of all time? Xander Schauffele just won the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
I feel like there are some factors in here. This may be the greatest major victory of all time.
How can that be?
It was the best score that was ever been posted at a major.
Yeah.
And he won, and somebody went to jail at the same
competition. Oh, because of the jail?
Yeah, absolutely. That's and never happened before.
He did his stretching in a jail cell.
Yes.
My theory on that, too, is I don't think it's the greatest major ever played, although I thought it was thoroughly entertaining.
Yes.
I think the course, I love the course, but it's so...
It's so long, but they played it so well.
They played it so easily.
Yeah.
I think because it rained, the greens were taking the ball easily, and the putting was fairly easy. I mean, if he had won, if he had shot a 21-under and second place had shot like a 5-under, you might have said, well, that's the greatest performance in a major, but, you know, it was pretty tight. Everybody was tearing that course up.
Now, if Scottie Scheffler would have won after going to jail...
God.
I was kind of hoping that would happen.
Well, here's my theory on this. See if you agree with this.
Yeah.
I think athletes, great athletes, when something terrible or just a spectacle happens to them, even right next to when they play football or basketball or golf or whatever, they like the fact that they can get on the course and completely and not think about that at all. My example was this. In the late 90s, Brett Favre's father died. He was playing for the Packers. I think Brett Favre's father died on a Sunday afternoon or a Monday morning. Well, they had a Monday night game at Oakland against the Raiders. And it was like, will he play? Will he? So he announced he's going to play. He had a phenomenal game. I think it was great for him. I think he probably thought, okay, for the next 4 hours, all I'm going to think about is football.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I can leave this death of my father over here and I can compartmentalize and play and do this. I just feel like really great athletes have the mindset of, oh, good, now I can just concentrate
on
what I
know.
You
can just think about this. Yeah.
I wasn't surprised he played well on Friday.
Yeah.
Scottie Scheffler.
No, you're right. You're right. I think so, too. And
but maybe the longer it has to go. For instance, if Brett Favre had to play the next day, as Scottie Scheffler did, maybe now it's like, okay, the lawyers got involved, and now it does start to eat at you. Because that's when he started to play badly.
Yeah.
You know, he blew it on Saturday.
Yeah.
And still finished pretty well. He played well on Sunday.
No, he ended up, what, top 10 after that field was all said and done.
Well, he's the best player in the world.
I think so,
too. He is. And, now, what's your idea on this? And now, I didn't realize this, but apparently the internet is suggesting that as Tiger wears red on Sunday, he should wear orange on Fridays. The orange jumpsuit look for Scottie Scheffler from now on. Mm-hmm. And... that his Masters meal next year, because, you know, he won the Masters.
Yes, yes.
Should be toilet wine.
Slop.
Slop.
A piece of white bread.
Bread with maggots in the gravy.
A grape hug. A little juice. Yeah.
Some Gatorade and, like, Slim Jim soup.
Yeah.
That would be so
funny. That would be
hilarious,
dude.
He would do... prison food.
Or like a spin on prison food. That would be hilarious.
If he would do prison food for his Masters dinner, I think that would be hysterical.
Now, I think, you know, golfers who have gone to jail, it's a very small club.
Yeah.
Tiger.
Yeah.
John Daly.
Yeah.
Scottie Scheffler. You should wear that as a badge of honor. You know, on Thursday, they all wear orange.
Yeah, your mugshot.
Like full orange.
The full orange.
Your mugshot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. What's your reaction? This is sports as well, and also controversy, to Harrison Butker's speech for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, I heard this is a thing. I don't know what he said.
He said he was speaking to a Catholic Christian college, and he's apparently very Christian and Catholic. And he said, the line I keep seeing is, he said, many of you women are, you know, excited about starting a career and going out in the workforce, but probably more of you are more excited about what is a true thing that you can do better than anyone, which is being a homemaker and serving your husband and your children. And a lot of women got very upset by that, and people got very upset by that. You know, to be honest, I mean, it was just very, very conservative, right wing. He said, I don't know exactly what, but some say he doesn't agree with the gay lifestyle. I mean, he's that religious, and that the LGBTQ community is upset. But, you know, Whoopi Goldberg said, and I think I agree with her, you know, why can't he say that? That's his opinion, and he's at a Catholic college that supported him. Why the outrage? You know, we know we disagree. We can disagree. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And he has his platform, and I have mine, and, you know, good for him for stating
it. I think he's 100% in his rights to do that. Is it a little – but I feel like you got to know what you're saying when you're saying it. Yeah. I mean, I would be surprised if he is surprised that that got – misconstrued, or people took that the wrong way.
He, I think what he did was put now his teammates in a rough position, because all through training camp, they're going to have to answer questions about what he said. Do you agree with what he said? And if he had done this in 1990, who'd know? Just the Christian college. Now, immediately, of course, somebody's filmed it and his words are put out there on the internet.
Well, with that being said, if there is a football team that is used to answering questions not about football,
it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah,
It's going to be anything different than what they already put up with.
I'm hearing they scheduled their schedule around where Taylor Swift's going to be.
There's a conspiracy theory about that, too, which is kind of interesting.
She's in Toronto the week they're in Buffalo, so she'll be at the Buffalo game, most likely.
I mean, it's kind of smart.
Oh, yeah. I think
even if
that
is true, I'm not mad at them.
I think the NFL does that all the time.
Yeah.
They schedule games. I know the Steelers are playing the Falcons week one. Well, the Falcons' former coach is now the Steelers' offensive coordinator.
That's right. Yes. No,
The Steelers are playing the Broncos week two. Well, Russell Wilson was playing
the Broncos.
They do that. You know, the first Monday night game, the first game the Broncos played with Russell Wilson was at Seattle, you know, his former team. I think they do that all the time.
100%. That is
pretty
smart. They want to create the drama because everybody's watching the NFL.
I think that is pretty smart.
It's at its peak popularity.
The NFL now is so popular that they are putting two games on Wednesday, on Christmas Day, on Netflix.
On Netflix, yes.
On Wednesday.
Yes.
I mean, you usually think, how can you do that? Because you've got games on Sunday. So those teams, well, what they're doing is all four teams are playing the Thursday before and then the following Wednesday.
Yes.
Or the Saturday before and then the following Wednesday. Is that crazy or what?
That is wild.
Yes. So you're going to have Netflix to watch. I'll tell you this, though. What do you think about the streaming of NFL games? Like they did a playoff game last year.
That it should be easy to watch all the NFL games.
So you don't agree with
it? I don't
think
it should be as difficult as it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
With Netflix or especially the playoff game last year.
Like, you know how you have to get YouTube TV and then buy? I think there should just be one thing for everybody to buy.
Yeah.
You pay for this, like $100, and then that's it.
Well, yeah, that would be nice. But they're not going to do that because people are paying $350
for
the YouTube TV.
And we're going to pay to watch it regardless.
Well, I have YouTube TV, so I do get NFL Sunday ticket.
Yeah.
And that's nice because I can
see. No, it's great. I had it last year. It's a fantastic
thing. It's a nice service.
If you're a fan of the NFL.
But what about a playoff game, and there'll be more this year, on only Amazon, only Peacock?
I'm not a big fan of that. Now, regular season games, I will give a little leeway with making it difficult to watch. But if it's the postseason, I think everybody should be able to watch all those games.
See, last year, they put that game only on Peacock.
That's right, yes.
And an angle I didn't think of, and I heard someone say this on ESPN, I saw him say it, and it's really true. When you take that game from, that game was going to be on NBC, but instead they put it on Peacock.
Yeah.
So when you take that game from NBC, the local affiliate from everywhere in the country, every market that shows that game, from New York City to Macon, Georgia, they have an NBC affiliate. And they're not able to sell local advertising.
Exactly.
To the car dealership, to the whatever it might be, the chiropractor, whoever it is in town, loses the ability, losing the TV station money and the local market money. And that's really true.
You're kind of cutting out the little guy there. You're
100%.
Screwing him over.
Which is what everybody's doing.
That's right.
Amazon is cutting out the little guy. And satellite radio is cutting out the little guy. And all of that. You know, it's never at a local level anymore. It's all bound by streaming internet, and that's just the latest example of it.
I did not even think about that.
I didn't either.
That's 100% right.
When the guy brought it up, I was like, that's true. And it's not just in, let's say Kansas City played Miami. It's not just in Kansas City, Miami.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Everybody who has an NBC affiliate.
Correct.
Gets screwed over
the
on that
local,
situation.
The locals.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
The national advertisers.
Yeah, of course.
But the locals don't get it. And that's not really right, is it? I don't like that either.
I mean, you're messing up the local affiliate and the local business's ability to be seen on a grand level like that.
And the NFL is so gargantuan. See, when I was young, like when I was a kid, they sort of had a gentleman's agreement with baseball. Like they wouldn't run, there was no Sunday night game during the World Series.
Yeah.
The baseball was on. Then they don't care.
You know, no,
the NBA was Christmas. Christmas Day was NBA. They had five games. Now
there's five football games on.
And it's a Wednesday, and they're
Aren't they going to start playing on Saturday too for college football?
They have the first game of the season is Thursday. The second game is Friday.
And honest to God, they should just make the schedule to where there's a game every day of the week. It's eventually going to come to that.
It might, but that's hard to juggle because you know you need.
I think if
a few
you
days
put
off.
Enough into it, you can figure out a way.
You figure it out, but they need time off.
Yes.
I heard someone say this. They're so big. The NFL is so big. What about this idea? Would you like this? Do you watch the schedule release?
No, I don't. I know that they're having a lot of fun with it recently.
They did the schedule release last week.
Yeah.
It's like a show on NFL Network.
Yeah.
You know, you get a two-hour show. I heard someone say, why not, like, on Monday night, the first day, announce, here are all the Sunday night games. On an hour special.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, here are all the Monday night games. On Wednesday, here are the Thanksgiving and Christmas games. On Thursday, here's all your regular Sunday games. On Friday, here's every team schedule.
Yes.
That way it's a 5-day
event.
There we
go. Yeah.
They might do that. They
might
do that.
Might as well.
God, I'm such a lemming. I'll go right to it.
Absolutely.
That's how
I am.
I watch the draft, for God's sake.
Oh, man.
I do. I watch all that. All that.
I'm not tied into a team like that.
No,
I can't,
you're not.
I can't really do the draft.
That's your problem. Is you're not tied into a team. Yeah. What else is going on in your world, my friend?
That's the question. You guys interviewed Bill Burr the other night.
Yes, we did.
I went to go see him.
Now, what did you think?
It was a great show.
Yeah.
I had great seats.
Yeah.
It was a phoneless show.
Really?
Have you ever been to a phoneless show before?
No, but I like that. I like restaurants that make it where you can't bring your phones in.
Now, this is a new thing, especially for comedy. Mm-hmm. I went to go see Chris Rock a couple years ago. It was the same thing, but this time it was a cluster. But I'll tell you what happened. So you get there, and we're waiting in line. There are people checking your tickets and then giving you a little piece of paper with your ticket number, row, and section on it.
Right.
Here's this. Keep this on you. Then you go up to the next person and scan your tickets. Okay, now your tickets are scanned in. Then you go up to the next person. Now they have this little pouch
that
you put your phone into and your watch and whatever beeps, makes noise, anything has to go into this little pouch.
Really?
And then they seal it up and then you can hold on to it.
You
hold on to your phone the entire time, but you have no access to your phone. Now, here's the thing about what happened to the show the other night is the Coliseum lost power before. So
some are calling that a modified Kelly curse. As you know, I curse anything I come in contact with.
Yes.
I just predicted a Carolina Hurricanes playoff win. They blew four goals in the third period.
Had a lead.
Yeah. Okay. That's on me. Fine. Yeah. Now, we interview Bill Burr. Boom. Modified Kelly curse. Power outage. Yes. I heard about that. 90-minute power outage.
No. Yeah. 90-minute power outage. So when they put your phone in the case.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what time it is. So, like, how much longer are we waiting?
Yeah.
There was, like, a delay. Then everybody has to go in. Everybody has to find their seat. Everybody has to get alcohol and stuff.
Yeah.
And the show, the delay messed him up. He said it several times.
Really?
Like, he was doing a lot of riffing. It was still funny. But he was like, I didn't even think we're doing the show tonight, y'all. Like,
really?
I'm sorry I'm off. It was a very interesting situation.
Yes. I don't like that.
I don't like it either. It really screwed with him and his timing of everything.
But shouldn't he be a pro enough to be able? I mean, if the show's supposed to start at 7, but it starts at 8:30,
what's
the difference?
Yeah, but I could imagine he's sitting wherever he's sitting, and they go, "Hey, man, don't think we're doing this show." And then he goes, "Well, we're not doing the show. Okay, let me just take my mind off of it."
Really?
I could imagine that happening. Yes.
Oh, I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
I feel like he is so. In fact, he told us when we interviewed him. I was asking him about like dying on stage.
Yeah.
You know? And he said at this point, he's done it so long, he doesn't mind dying on stage, and he's done it. He can do it in his sleep. I heard one time that Jay Leno said this. He had his act down so well, and Jay Leno was an excellent comedian before he was the Tonight Show host. I saw him. He was phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah, he was like the last 20 minutes of every show Jay Leno would do, he'd like work the crowd. He'd be like, "Where are you from?" And they'd say so-and-so, and he'd make jokes, and he was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I saw an interview with him saying that many times he was deep into his show, and he would be doing the material well, but thinking about other things, like what he had coming up, what his schedule was, what his flight number was, when he needed to be at the airport, his wife, what they had going on, all that stuff. And I feel like Bill Burr, or somebody who's been doing it that long, show's supposed to start at 7, even if they told you, okay, no show tonight, and then it was on, that he would be able to do as good a job.
But then part of me goes, okay, how long has he been doing this material?
Yeah.
How, like, what show is this on his tour?
Well, he may be testing out material for like a
he
special.
May be doing that too, because I think he's going to be filming a new special.
One time I saw George Carlin.
Yeah.
And also a great comedian. Phenomenal. Died many years ago now. But he was on stage, and you know, he did a lot of riffing. Like, he would do lists of stuff. Very funny comedian.
Yeah.
You know George Carlin?
Oh, yeah. Great. I'm familiar.
And he had to stop and look down at little note cards on stools.
Yeah.
And he turned back and said, you know, bear with me. I'm getting this together. And like, he was doing it for us, knowing he'd be doing it in 6 months on HBO.
True.
You know, so.
But then I saw Chris Rock a few years ago, and they're just buttoned up, tight, ready
good,
to go. Yeah.
Funny.
So it was very, very funny. This was right after the Will Smith incident.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't talk much about it because he goes, "I'm saving it for the special."
I feel like
a special came out.
Feel like Chris Rock used to be phenomenal. And is now a little like just kind of riding on his, just resting on his laurels.
He's still
funny.
He's still got some good jokes. Yeah. I mean, he's not as good as he wants. Who is as good as they once were? You know what I mean?
I am.
Besides you, of course.
Who's as
besides
good?
Besides you.
What?
Bad. I'm sorry.
What? Yeah. How dare? Do you know, I'll tell you that I told this morning on the radio show. We do this show, the two guys named Chris. Yeah. You know that. I was at an event the other day at a pool and spa place, like a hot tub place. And this woman came up to me, and I hate it when people do this. I do hate this. She goes, "I used to listen to you, but I never listen anymore." To me, that's so rude. It's like it's like walking into McDonald's and say, "Oh my God, I used to eat here. I'm going across the street to Burger King." Like, why would you unfettered say that to
someone?
But
I think that's different. Like the people working at McDonald's, they don't care.
They don't care, yeah, right?
But
they don't care.
For somebody who
cares.
This is your job,
right? Yeah,
and this is what you do on a daily basis. I don't know what would compel, because I've been with you when people
when
have
they
said
say
that.
It's like, I mean, if I said, "Do you listen?" and they said, "No, sorry, I don't," that's one
that's
thing.
Fine,
they just come up and volunteer. I do not listen to you.
Like, you suck now. That's essentially
I don't
what
like
you said.
It's like going up to Tom Cruise, and saying, "I tried your movies; they are terrible. So I watch Tom Hanks movies."
Absolutely.
And it's like, you know, do you have to? You don't have to say anything.
And that, how does she think you felt about
that? I don't
know.
Why would you say that? Anyway,
that's flattering. Thank you for telling me.
She comes up and she says, "I used to listen to y'all, but I haven't listened in years and years." And I said, "Oh, okay, thanks. You know, whatever. Give us another try," something like that. And then she said, "There used to be a show on there, Chris and Chris." And I said, "Yeah, there still is." And she said, "Oh no, honey, this was 20 years ago. That show's no." And I said, "No, there still is. I'm one of the Chris's." And she goes, "No." I mean, she was shocked. And she goes. One of them used to drive this old beater car, and I was like, "There it is." And she said, "Oh, honey, it's been 20 years." I said, "Yes, we're still doing it. We're still
25
doing
to be exact."
Yes. So you think Bill Burr did not see? And another thing I don't like for comedians to do is say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm off. I'm not doing well tonight." Well, you know, I deserve your best effort. I don't.
True.
Wish if he hadn't made reference to it, I think you wouldn't even know.
True. I agree. I don't. But I don't know. I feel like I've seen comedy enough. I know when dudes are on.
Off. Really?
Yeah. When
see, I've never
off.
Seen Bill. If I had been at that show, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen enough.
Like, I mean,
I bet most audiences wouldn't.
Because I've seen enough of his specials to know, like, okay, he was just a little like. You could tell the time difference messed with him.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he's got it down to such a, we're starting this time, we're going this time.
Yeah, but doesn't the, I mean, no matter what, whenever the show starts, it's 2 hours, right?
True.
No matter,
yeah.
I don't think it should affect it. It's like a rain delay in baseball.
Yeah.
You know, do you have an off night hitting and say, well, we had a rain delay. You know,
I mean, you never know.
I guess maybe that's
messes
what,
up
maybe,
your schedule.
Maybe it does, yeah. And well, with pitching, it certainly does.
Absolutely.
It?
Yeah.
So did you like the show? Did you
the show was fun. It was a blast. The crowd was great. He was funny. He was hilarious.
What do you think
always.
About the phone deal where they put it in a pouch? Forgetting the power outage.
I think that it jumbles stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the entry a little difficult.
But don't you like the fact that people aren't staring at their phones?
I do like that.
That's why
that aspect,
it, right?
I really do. Because in a time where people can record everything, throw it, I mean, then his hour would be ruined.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There would be no point in doing a special.
So does he demand that wherever he goes, or was it this venue?
I think it's a comedian thing.
I do too.
Yes.
If I were him, I'd do the same thing.
I would too. If I was a comedian touring and I was getting ready to do a special, no, you're not getting a second of this.
Although things have changed so much. But who's the guy that, you may not even know his name. He does like a lot of, he's a ventriloquist. And
Jeff Dunham?
Yeah. Jeff Dunham. Have I told you this? Jeff Dunham, he forever was like, whatever you do, don't let anybody film this, you know. And then finally he was like, all right, just film it and put it out there.
Yeah.
And that made his numbers go through the roof.
Well, there are people who like Matt Rife. He's I don't know if you've heard of him.
I know him.
Yeah, he's kind of gotten famous because of that.
Yes.
People filming his crowd interactions.
Right.
And now he's the biggest comedian on the planet.
Yeah. So it's because, so it like it works for you, but then some people are old school. Like Bill Burr is 55 years old.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, I'm not going to do this. No. And he's already successful
by a lot.
I mean, he's very, very successful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the show. What's our top five for this week? What did we decide on? Nicknames?
Sports nicknames.
They're good.
I enjoy this, and I think there's a lot that goes into a sports nickname because I think there are popular sports nicknames that I would consider good ones.
Oh, really?
Like, we'll discuss
example.
Later. I don't want to screw up your...
I had several.
Well, actually, I'll give you one. Okay.
Yeah.
Chipper Jones.
You don't like Chipper Jones?
I don't like Chipper Jones. I don't know what Chipper Jones means. I've always known him as Chipper Jones.
Yep.
It doesn't talk about who he is as a player.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't describe, and it's not even a play on his name.
Yeah.
That's just, and people would put that. I wouldn't put that on.
Well, you're right. The five I put are the, it absolutely says who they are, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
As
and I think that, like something that's just, he's so good.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're going to name.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Absolutely.
I
love
that.
Or
name.
Like the refrigerator.
Oh,
pair.
My God. It's a
William
great
Fridge
one.
Pair. Mean Joe Green.
Great one. Great nickname.
Yes.
Now, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, he made that. He died, but he made that. Marvelous was part of his name. He had it legally changed to Marvelous Marvin
perfect.
Hagler.
Perfect.
And by the way, there was a fight in 1986, and I think he beat Sugar Ray Leonard, but I'm off the beaten path.
Sugar
you ever
Ray
seen
Leonard.
That? You ever
no,
seen
I
that?
No, I never saw that. I've heard of the fight. I've never seen it, though.
Amazing fight.
Yeah.
And I think Marvin Hagler won. I was cheering for him, but I think they jobbed him out of the title.
Okay.
I think so. And this weekend, I was watching Game 6 of the 1985 NBA Finals.
Who wasn't?
Exactly. Celtics Lakers from the Boston Garden. Kareem v. Bird. Great Magic. Great final. Because the NBA, these, and I looked at it, and the NBA now, the court is so spread. Back then it was so tight.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, everybody's doing their own thing.
Such a difference now. Who's your number five best sports nickname?
All right. I don't even know if you've heard of this guy.
Probably not. That's what you do. That's what you do.
He played in the NBA early 2000s. His name's Andre Kirilenko.
Yeah, I know the name.
He wore number 47.
Yeah.
AK-47.
Well, that's a great name.
Wonderful nickname.
See, you know these ones I don't know.
You'll know the rest of them, but AK-47, I just have always loved that. To be named after a gun is so cool.
Did you ever see Big Country play? You know who Big Country
is? Oh, what was his real name?
Bryant Reeves.
I've heard of him, yes.
People call me Big Country. That's why. I don't like
I'm going to start calling you Big Country.
When I was heavier, I used to play basketball, and they thought I looked like him.
Yeah.
So they called me Big Country because I was all goofy.
Did you ever, other than that, did you ever have any other nicknames?
The Giant.
Yeah.
They call me the Giant. That's about it, I think. Yeah. Oh, I used to go to the gym, and they called me the Hammer, but I gave that one myself. I was like, the Hammer. I said, yeah, call
I was
going to
say,
Hammer.
Who named you that? Of course you named
yourself.
Yeah,
really,
that.
If you name yourself your nickname, it's really not, doesn't count, does it? The Hammer.
No, not at all.
I put Magic Johnson as number 5.
That's a great
My
one.
My God.
100%.
And I think that's his name now, too.
No, 100%. And, that's cool. If you, they don't call you Irvin anymore.
No.
But why did they call you that? Because you're a magician on the court.
He was amazing. Oh, my God. What a great basketball player. All right, Magic Johnson.
Number 4 for me, O.J. Simpson, the Juice.
The Juice.
Love the Juice.
Great name.
Play on the name.
Yep.
Just nice. I love the Juice.
I can't say anything flattering about O.J. Simpson. My wife could hear that.
Yes. She wouldn't appreciate that too much.
Not only would she not appreciate it, I'd be in the doghouse. We are not O.J. Simpson fans at our home.
Okay.
Somebody recently said to her that he thought O.J. was innocent of those murders. And
Well, he was.
Well, I know you say that.
I mean, he is innocent.
Well, he was.
He was found innocent in a court of law. And if that doesn't mean anything, then what's the point of even having
a civil trial?
Found
him guilty.
Yeah.
And she'll point that out to you. Don't ever say that, even jokingly. Do not say it, even joking. Number 4, the great one, Wayne Gretzky.
It's my number 1.
Is that number 1?
It's my number 1.
God. Oh, my. And he was.
He was.
He's the best. I think Wayne Gretzky is the best player in any sport.
You're 100% right.
Do you think so?
Yes, 100%.
Because he's so much better. I mean, ESPN in 2000 did their greatest 50 athletes of all time.
Yes.
And it came down, I think 3 was Gretzky, 2 was Ali, and 1 was Jordan. And, I mean, I love Michael Jordan, but Gretzky is
better. But there are debates on the GOATs in every sport except hockey.
You know who it is in
There's
hockey.
No debate. The statistics back it up.
Yes.
The play backs it up.
Yes.
The person backs it up. There's LeBron, Jordan. There's Babe Ruth. There's Joe DiMaggio. Yeah. All these people. No, it's Wayne Gretzky.
There's no doubt about it. Anybody that says anybody other than Wayne Gretzky, you're out of your mind.
Yes.
You're right. It's Brady, Mahomes, you know, some even now. And Gretzky played recently enough that you can't say, well, he played in the 1800s.
No, Played up until, when did he retire? 90s,
late
something?
90s,
late absolutely.
90s. I mean, he played 20 years, and he's got multiple Stanley Cups, the eye test, everything about Wayne Gretzky,
and even his statistics now.
Oh, yeah.
Are untouchable.
The stat was, I think it still is, that Wayne Gretzky leads. You know, you get points for scoring a goal or an assist, And the stat is that Wayne Gretzky leads everyone all time in points. If he had never scored a goal, period.
Yeah,
he'd still
be leading in points
because he's that good of a player. I mean.
The perfect summation of Wayne, the great one.
Yeah, the great one, exactly. Yes. Who's your number 3?
My number 3, Deion Sanders.
Neon Deion.
Prime time.
Well, he's got a lot of nickname. Yeah,
I mean, that's just that's must-see TV
You're
there.
Right.
If you get called prime time,
you're right.
That's stupid right there.
I love it.
I love it.
My number 3 is former Dallas Cowboy Ed Too Tall Jones.
I love Too Tall.
Great nickname. Great nickname.
Too tall.
I don't even know how good he was.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know what he is. He's a big, tall guy. He tried to wrestle football, by the way.
How tall was Too Tall?
I think he was 6'6 or 6'7 and could bat down passes and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was on the defensive line.
Okay.
I think he had some off-field issues. I'm not sure. But I know Hollywood Henderson did. Another good name.
Hollywood.
Henderson
I like Hollywood.
Was on the Cowboys at that time, too. Great, great nicknames. Okay, who's your number 2?
Number 2, Jason Williams. White Chocolate.
Great name.
White Chocolate.
Great name.
Earned it. Earned every letter of that nickname.
Because he's white.
But he plays like a black guy.
You said that.
Your
word's not mine.
I said it.
Yeah.
And there's a White Chocolate.
Great nickname.
He just man, a magician with the ball.
Yeah, God, that's a great nickname. You're right. God, there's another one I just thought of. It's Daryl Dawkins. His name is Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder. Yes, yes, yes.
Chocolate Thunder.
What a great name.
He
I
was
love
the first
it.
I ever saw break the backboard when I was a little kid. Yeah,
before Shaq did then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way before. Yeah. They had to change the backboard. So they did. He would break them fairly often. Daryl Dawkins and a few. Other, I think it was mostly him. And so they changed to that breakaway rim. Now, see, it used to not give. And so when Shaq did it, it was like, that was a bit surprising because, my God, even with the new backboard, you know. No, he would smash them when he would dunk the ball.
Daryl Dawkins.
Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder.
You're number two.
Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green's great.
Phenomenal. And I love the guy.
Yeah.
I love the guy, Mean Joe Green. I think we lost him. Or is he still with us?
I can't remember.
I think he is still with us. We lost Franco Harris. He's still with us.
Yeah, he's passed.
Now, these are good nicknames.
Yeah.
Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green is genius. I love that.
And you already gave your number one.
The great
one. Now, I tell you, I love this one. Charles Barkley, the round mound of rebound. Great.
Beautiful.
Because he was heavy.
Yeah.
But he was a phenomenal rebounder.
And, like, to be known for something other than scoring in your nickname, I think that's pretty impressive.
Because it's all scoring.
Absolutely.
But not him.
No.
The round mound.
And he also
rebound had
Sir. People call him Sir Charles Barkley.
Sir Charles, That's right.
Other ones that I was thinking about was Dr. J.
Great.
I think Dr. J is wonderful.
Yeah.
The Answer, Allen Iverson.
Great. George Iceman Gervin. You know him?
The Iceman.
Great.
Yes.
The Iceman was really good. Let's see.
Who's the microwave? Vinny Johnson.
Fit him because he heated up so quickly.
Yeah.
That's a great nickname.
Love the microwave.
The refrigerator, William the Refrigerator Perry.
Yes, absolutely.
I like Ted Williams, the Splendid Splinter. You know that? You know that name?
The Splendid Splinter?
The Splendid Splinter because he used a baseball bat.
Oh, okay.
Bat is the Splinter.
Yeah.
And he was an incredible hitter, so they called him the Splendid Splinter. And then I like the Mailman, Carl Malone.
The Mailman's great.
See, and
like another one, like Tiger Woods. That was one that was I was like, doesn't really do anything for me. No.
And, you know, Michael Jordan doesn't really have a nickname, does he?
But I think that's terrible.
It's okay, but I don't really think of him as Magic.
Magic's great, yes. Nickname. Yeah.
Wow, you came up with that. Those are good nicknames. I like that.
Love a sports nickname.
I like that very much.
Yeah.
The square and the round. Those are great names. There's my nickname.
Also great name.
The square. Yeah. They call
like
me the square.
Yeah.
That's it. Another great edition of the square and the round. Thank you, BBJ.
Absolutely.
Now, next week's Memorial Day on a Monday. We're still dropping a podcast on Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes. Well, that's how committed we are to this.
We don't skip.
No days off.
See you next time for the square and the round.